中心，万物都是借着你造，也是为着你被造而有的。早晨蒙赎的儿女在你的脚前向你敬拜，向你赞美，并且宣扬你那个奇妙的圣名，你伟大的救恩，你永远的慈爱。早晨愿你自己的圣灵在我们的心中同作见证，这位荣耀的人子耶稣基督为我们舍命，叫我们得到永远的救赎。我们感谢你。早晨当我们这样向世人做见证的时候，主愿你的心也欢喜，也祝福所有在这里说的听的都蒙你的祝福。听我们祷告奉耶稣基督的名，阿们。我们接下来我们请 Dustin 的弟兄为我们做见证。
Next we have Brother Dustin to give his personal testimony.
Okay, good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，大家早。
Okay, I haven't been a Christian for very long.
我做基督徒并没有很多年。
The first time I went to church was about3 or 4 years ago.
大概三四年之前，我第一次进入教会。
When I went there, I didn't know that much about Christianity.
但我去的时候，我对基督教没有什么认识。
I knew that God was, Jesus was some God and that He died for us, but I didn't really know what that meant yet.
我知道耶稣是一个神为我们死，但是我并不是很了解。
So I thought that church is just a place to sing songs and worship and listen to sermons and stuff like that.
我以为教会就是一个地方，你去呢，大家唱唱诗歌，然后听听信息。
But when I got there, I was really interested in what I heard there and what everyone was acting like.
当我到了教会的，我对于他们所讲的非常的感兴趣，对于每一个人的行动呢，我也很有兴趣。
So I decided I wanted to go there every Sunday to learn a little bit more about Christianity.
所以我就决定呢，以后我每一个礼拜天都要到教会去，让我更了解基督教是怎么回事。
So every time I went, I soaked in a little bit more of the Spirit and what God is about.
那每一次我来呢，我就被圣灵多触摸一点呢，更了解神一点。
And what struck me was that everybody is really, really friendly and happy all the time.
我印象最深刻的就是每一个人都非常非常的友善。
So I started to understand a little bit more about why Jesus died for us.
慢慢的，我越来越了解为什么耶稣为我们而死。
But I didn't quite realize how powerful He is in our lives until I went to China last summer.
我并不是很了解他在我生命中的那个能力，一直到我去年暑假到中国去。
So we went to a couple of places, a Bible school, a music school, and a village in the mountains.
我们去了几个地点，一个是圣经学院，一个是音乐学院，一个是在苗寨。
And the places where they lived weren't very nice or very comfortable.
他们的生活环境实在是不好。
In fact, in America, they'd be like one of the worst places to live.
如果以美国的标准来说呢，他们实在是生活在最糟糕的情况里。
But the thing is, everybody we met there was very, very happy.
但是很有趣的就是我们在那里所遇见的每一个基督徒，他们都非常的快乐。
They didn't care about how their material lives weren't very good at all.
他们对于他们物质的环境不够好，他们并不介意。
They were just really happy that they had God with them all the time.
但是他们因为有神时刻与他们同在，他们就非常喜乐。
And they're just so happy to live and just be in His presence.
他们很高兴地活着，并且活在神的同在里。
And while I was there, I was really overwhelmed by the joy that they had in their lives.
当我跟他们生活的那段时间里，我对着他们所有的喜乐感到非常的惊讶。
So that really impacted my lives in many ways.
这样的经历呢，在我的生命中有极大的影响。
So when I got back, I was really determined to try to live my life just to serve God.
所以当我回来之后，我下定了决心，我要奉献我的生命，单纯为神而活。
And so, yeah, so I got baptized about a month ago.
所以上个月我受浸归入主的名下。
I'm so thankful that God can just forgive sinners even like us.
我非常的感恩神竟然能够赦免像我这样的罪人。
I just like to praise Him and just be with Him every day of my life.
我希望我每天都能够赞美他，与他同行。
Yeah.
Amen.
Thank you.
下面我们请Dustin 的母亲 Katie 姊妹为我们做见证。
其实我站在这里真的是很紧张，不过也是一个很喜乐的心情，是我一点跟主的认识。
I'm very nervous standing here, but also I'm very happy to be able to share my little knowledge about Jesus.
我很高兴有这个机会，能够 来到这边，然后也认识到主。
I'm happy to have the opportunity to come to the church and come to know the Lord.
记得以前的我其实来到加州大概是在九年前。那我的生活上有很大很大的一个转变。
About 9 years ago, I came to this state, and there's a great change in my life then.
那尤其是在我家庭里面，我们有一个很大的一个变化。
Especially, there's a great change occurred in my family life.
那我以前解决事情都是刚开始都是用，就是以讲理的方式来跟我的先生沟通。
I try to initially reason with my husband about many things that when we have.
如果理讲不通的时候，我就用吵的。
If I cannot reason with him logically, then I will argue with him.
然后再来就是用哭还有闹。
And sometimes I end up with crying and
来解决我们之间的问题。
Try to solve any issues we have between us.
可是这好像都没有解决任何问题。
However, our problems were not solved that way.
只有好像变得更更糟糕，然后我的小孩也变得就是很怎么说，就是没有办法，好像得到家庭的该享受的那种温暖。
And our issues were not able to resolve. It just got worse and worse to the point even my children cannot enjoy a harmonious family life.
那后来我慢慢有接触到方老师有带我来教会，然后我也慢慢的对主耶稣有一点点的认识。
And gradually, because Sister Rosa brought me to the church, and also through many meetings, I come to know the Lord a little bit more.
尤其我在跟一位基督徒朋友接触他，他跟我讲了一句话，他说，圣经上有一句话，说不可含怒到日落。
And I have this Christian friend who advised me that, you know, there's a Bible verse that says, "Do not hold your anger till sunset."
这句话就让我觉得很感动。
And that advice greatly moved my heart.
然后觉得说，哦，圣经竟然能够教你一些话，能够让你。就是说能更calm down你的心情。
And I was surprised how there's words in the Bible can teach me how to live my life and calm me down.
我觉得这句话让我真的是着实的很感动，and 心里也感觉到很平安。
And that verse really comforted my heart and gave peace to me.
然后我也慢慢的学着说，如何就是跟主祷告。
And I gradually learned how to pray to the Lord.
很奇妙，我心里感觉到真的是有个平安在我心里。
And marvelously, I gradually sense this peace in my heart.
我知道我没有替主做任何事情，我也不敢多跟主奢求什么。哦，主你要给我什么什么的。
And I don't think I can do anything for the Lord, so I do not have the courage to ask the Lord to do certain things for me too.
我最大的祷告就是他能够让我的小孩能够学到。在主的话里面学到东西。
And my greatest wish is that my children can learn something from the words of God.
因为我觉得我没有做到一个，我觉得好像我没有给他一个很温暖的家。
Because I felt that I'm not able to give them a warm, a loving home.
我相信主能够，教导我的小孩在从圣经里面能够教导他们。
But I believe the Lord is able to teach and guide my children through His words.
所以每次当我祷告的时候，我总是祷告说主能够保守我的小孩。
So every time I would pray, Lord, keep my children for you.
其实我在祷告说。主让我站在这上面不要哭的。
Actually, I pray the Lord, don't let me cry up here.
但是我还是哭，我还是很 weak. 但是，我知道主还是在我心里。
But I know the Lord is in my heart.
所以，我很感谢主，就是说 有机会让我能够认识他。我知道圣经里面有很多很多宝贵的话，我还是要多学习的。
And I'm so thankful that the Lord has guided me to know Him, and I know there are so many more precious things in the Word of God, in the Word of God, in the Bible. I have a whole lot to learn.
感谢主。
I thank the Lord.
让我传达一点讯息。我没有什么很大的，就是说能够告诉你很。主在我身上做了很大的奇迹，不过让我的小孩能够信主，然后我自己也信主，这就是一个很大的奇迹。
I don't have a great miracle to share with you, but you know the fact that I believe in the Lord and my children believe in the Lord, I think that is the greatest miracle.
感谢主，愿主祝福你们。
May God bless you all. Thank the Lord for that.
吴慧明姊妹的见证。Dustin 小弟兄的见证叫我非常的感动。
I'm very moved by the testimony I just heard by Katie and Dustin.
我知道他们的过去。
Because I know a bit about their past.
我们曾经是他们的邻居。
We used to be neighbors.
像我们的姊妹所说的，她能信主，真是一个神迹。
It's indeed a great miracle that our sister Katie can become a Christian.
她是一贯道的背景。
She came from a cult background.
慢慢慢慢发现一贯道不能拯救她。
Then gradually she found out that religion of unification could not save her.
她的环境叫她非常的受压。
And she was in a very stressed situation.
慢慢慢慢借着教会的服事。
But gradually through the serving of the Lord.
她能见证除她以外就是我们的主耶稣以外别无拯救。
She's able to testify to all now. Aside from Jesus, there is no salvation.
我很惊讶，我们的姊妹和她的孩子，他们都是极其内向的人。
Actually, I'm pretty amazed because I know both of them are pretty timid in nature.
他们能够站在众人的面前为我们的主做见证，这是一个神迹。
And it's indeed a miracle they are able to stand up here and testify for our Lord.
我有一个这样的感觉，就是他们已经开始进入了一个平安的生活。
And I really feel that they have now entered into a life of peace.
我们常常讲平安。
Many times we talk about the word peace.
平安是怎么样的一件事情呢
？So what is peace about?
到底什么是平安
？What is peace?
早上我们的题目，主耶稣的平安。
This morning I want to share with you the peace of Jesus.
我们就很清楚，主耶稣的平安不同于我们所以为的平安。
And the Lord, the peace of the Lord is different from the peace that we usually understand.
这个时代我们知道50亿的人口挤在地球上。
And you know, the worldly population is about 500 million.
早年我岳父还在的时候就常常说人满为患。
And in the old days, my father-in-law always said, you know, there's too many people on earth.
哎呀，50亿的人口挤在地球上啊。
The fact of having five billion people living on earth is a lot.
人挤人。
There's so many people.
啊，人搞人。
And people have problems with people. People have issues with people.
哎呀，你能够啊，有平安吗？
Can you find peace after all?
啊，多少时候我们的平安是因为我们的工作。
Many times we feel that we have peace because I have a job.
啊，有财富。
I have money.
啊，有啊，和睦的家庭。
And I have a good family life.
但是到了我现在这个60岁的年龄。
But if you reach my age like 60.
我回头看呐。
I look back.
平安不根据于你有怎么样的工作。
Peace is not dependent upon what kind of job you have.
平安不根据于你的官位大小。
Or how high a level at work.
平安一点不根据于你财富多少。
It has nothing to do with how much money we have.
平安也不根据于你孩子多争气。
Neither is it dependent upon how great your children are.
多少时候我们的不平安从哪里来的呢？
Where does the lack of peace come from?
不只从我们的老板来。
Not just because our boss may cause us lack of peace.
那个不平安不只从我们的经济状况来。
Or our financial condition.
不只从我们的孩子、先生、妻子来
，or from our family members，
许多的不平安也从我们自己里面来。
Many times the fact of lack of peace comes from ourselves。
我们这个人呐、啊，这个生活在这样一个快速的社会里头
，we're living in this rapid the world with the rapid speed in everything。
变化这么快的社会里头
，everything is changing rapidly on us。
很多时候，我们这个人呐、啊。 就不平安了。
And so that's very easy to us for us to lose the peace.
许多时候我自己出门。
Anytime when I go out.
车子开了几个 mile 以后。
After a few miles on the road.
忽然一想，哎呀，我的 garage door 好像没有关。
Suddenly I go, you know, I think I haven't shut my garage door.
没有平安。
Then I will lose my peace.
再要紧的事也缓一缓。
And no matter what kind of urgent matter I have to attend to, I have to stop.
兜一大圈回去看一看门关了没有。
And then return home to make sure the garage door was shut.
哎呀，关得好好的。
It's shut well.
那么下一次还有没有这样的事情呢？还有。
And is this something like this going to happen again to me? Yeah, of course.
我常常记得我们有一位余弟兄讲的一个故事。
I often remember a small story told by Brother Yu.
这个。两夫妻啊。
好 ，this husband and wife.
他们喜欢郊游。
They like to go outing a lot.
周末常常出去郊游。
So on the weekends, they like to go out together.
太太是紧张大事。
But this wife always worry about things.
这个她每一次出去以前要烫衣服。
Every time before she went out, she had to iron her clothes.
换好了烫过的衣服出门。
Then she'll wear the clothes that she ironed.
但是呢，到了半路上，她就紧张。
But every time halfway out, she will worry.
哎呀，我那个烫斗好像插头没有拔掉。
I don't think I unplug my iron.
已经开了半个小时，一个小时了。
They maybe have
half
or one hour on the way. They had to return home every time.
回到家里一看，插头老早已经拔掉了。
And when they return home, of course, it was unplugged originally.
那么就好像安心了，再出发。
Then she will have the peace, and they can go out again.
但是啊，这样的事情不是偶尔。
But it did not just happen once or twice.
好多次。
It happened many times.
有一次啊，又要出去了。
One time they're on their way out.
太太又烫衣服。
Right before she, of course, she ironed her clothes.
那么这个烫好了衣服啊，就准备一下。
And then afterwards she prepared herself for it.
出发了。
And then they went out.
那么开到半路上，太太又忽然一下说。
And halfway out, suddenly she said.
哎呀，烫斗又忘记拔了。
Oh my God, I think I forgot to unplug my
iron. 要回去看一看。
Let's go home and take a look.
车子已经开了一个小时了。
They were one hour off their house.
这一次先生不回去了。
But this time the husband refused to turn back.
车子停在路边。
He pulled the car to the side.
把后面这个车厢的盖子一打开。
And she opened the trunk.
把太太拉过来。
And pulled his wife by his side.
你的熨斗就在这里。
Here is your hot iron.
这个平安了。
Then she has the peace again.
我们说啊，这个平安。
Many times when we say peace,
实在说啊，还不是指着这些。
We are not talking about these things.
这一些叫我们心里烦躁的。
Things that cause us worry.
叫我们心里不安的。
That troubles us.
叫我们心里惧怕的。
Or make us fear.
好像啊，生活里面天天所在多有。
And it happens many times each day.
有的时候和老板出了故事。
Sometimes there's problem between us and our boss.
有的时候啊。和这个先生太太出了状况。
Or between spouse.
有的时候和儿子女儿出了问题。
Or problem between us and our children.
有的时候自己和自己忽然过不去了。
Sometimes we have issue with ourselves.
这些我们生活里头所在多有。
And things like that happen all the time.
所以怎么样呢？
So what do we do?
心理学家得到机会了。
So the psychologist had this opportunity to advise us.
心理学家得到机会了。
Or our physicians have a chance to help us.
教育学家得到机会了。
Educators have a chance to help us.
社会学家得到机会了。
Socialists have a chance to help us.
哲学家得到机会了。
Philosophers have a chance to give their opinion.
大家都能说出一套来。
All these specialists have a theory for our problem.
怎么样叫我们得做舒缓？
Help us to ease our uneasy feeling.
有一个健康的心。
To have a healthy mindset.
来过紧张的生活。
To live our rapidly growing life.
好像这样可以啊，把平安掌握在自己手中。
对 ，They try to teach us how to hold on to a peace.
我今年60岁。
I'm 60 years old.
我回头看。
I look back.
因为我有一个过去有一个亲人，他因为精神的缘故很受苦。
I used to have a relative who suffered mentally.
十几年的时间去找心理医生。
For decades, this person sought counsel from psychologists.
我常常陪着他。
And I usually kept him company.
我也跟所谓的心理医生、心理学家交过手。
And also talked to the psychologist or psychiatrist.
我可以言有把握地告诉各位。
And also I can tell you with assurance.
心理学不管用。
And those theories really are useless.
我告诉你啊，教育学、社会学、各样的哲学 统统不管用。
And the theories this world can offer cannot really cure our problem.
我确定它不能治本。
I know that for sure they cannot deal with the cause of the root.
我甚至也怀疑它能够治标。
And I sometimes doubt if they can even take care of the symptoms.
啊，你仔细去看看啊，那些心理医生，他的家庭状况如何？
Take a look at their family life of these so-called specialists.
他自己的精神状况如何？
And their mental condition.
啊，一句话，他不能救自己。
And sometimes they will say things out of their own control.
所以今天我们早上提到平安。
So this morning when we talk about the word peace.
不是指这地上人的看法如何。
We're not talking about the worldly view of peace.
基督徒对于平安有一个认识。
We Christians should have a different knowledge and understanding of the word peace.
这个认识是从我们所信的主耶稣来的。
And this peace comes from the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ.
好不好，我们请在座各位都来看看。
I'd like to invite you to
read
the verses being printed out for you in the program sheet.
有很简单的两处经节。
There are two verses.
我们一同来念。
Let's read them together.
约翰福音14章27节。
First one, John 14, chapter 27.
我留下平安给你们。我将我的平安赐给你们。我所赐的不像世人所赐的。你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。约翰福音16章33节。
And chapter 16, verse 33.
我将这些事告诉你们，是要叫你们在我里面有平安。在世上你们有苦难，但你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。我们再把这一节念一遍。
Let's read this verse one more time.
我将这些事告诉你们，是要叫你们在我里面有平安。在世上你们有苦难，但你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。这是非常特别的几句话。
This is a very unique statement.
从一个特别的人口中说出来的。
And spoken by a unique person.
啊，我们的主耶稣说这样的话。
Our Lord Jesus made the statement.
你要知道这样的话可是啊大话。
This is a great statement he made.
很稀奇，多少人不相信耶稣。
Amazingly, a lot of people do not believe in the Lord.
你怎么传福音一年三年五年他就是不相信。
No matter how much time you spend on this person, 3-5 years, he just would not believe.
你注意一件事，没有一个啊不信耶稣人说耶稣是骗子。
But none of these people who do not believe in the Lord will say Jesus is a liar.
他们尊敬他，说他是啊导师。
They will respect Jesus and regard him as a teacher.
他是宗教家。
A good religious.
他是啊有爱心的博爱家。
And he's a man with great love.
但是为什么不想想他所说的话为什么这么特别？
But they never pay close attention to the uniqueness in his statement.
他在这里说到平安。
When he talked about peace,
你知道耶稣在地上的时候，在外面的环境看起来，这个人不应该有平安。
If you look at his encountering when he lived on earth, he should be a man without peace.
但是他说，在我里面有平安。
But he said, in me there is peace.
这个平安在哪里？
And where was his peace?
这个平安不在外面。
It's not outward things.
他说这个平安在里面。
This peace was in him.
在谁里面？
Who is this person?
他说在我里面。
Was in him, Jesus himself.
各位，你知道什么是平安吗？
Do you know what peace is about?
真正的平安是一个境界。
The true peace is a realm.
这个境界就是主耶稣自己。
And this realm is nobody else but Jesus himself.
在我里面有平安啊。
He said, you know, there is peace.In me.
不要到别的地方去找了。
So do not look for peace anywhere else.
你找不到的。
Because you won't be able to find the true peace.
你找到是你以为的平安。
You will find peace you thought is true peace.
你以为工作没有压力了，你就有平安了。
You thought, as long as there's no pressure at work, I will have peace.
你以为财富增加一点，你就有平安了。
As long as I have more money, I will have peace.
你以为你官做大一点，就有平安了。
If I have a higher position at work, I will have peace.
你以为你身体健康一点，你就有平安了。
If I have my health, I will be having peace.
你以为孩子进了哈佛、耶鲁就有平安了。
And if my kids go into Ivy League school, I will have peace.
平安不是靠着这些外面的东西。
Peace do not depend upon these outward things.
平安根据于你里头有没有这样的一个境界。
Peace is determined by whether you have this kind of realm or not in you.
简单的说，就根据你有没有耶稣。
Simply put, whether you have Jesus in your heart or not.
有耶稣就有平安。
If you have Jesus,You will have peace.
啊，我六十岁的人在这里跟你说诚实话。
I'm the 60-year-old man telling you the truth here.
没有耶稣，没有平安。
Without Jesus, you will not have peace.
有这样平安的，不是说他生活里面没有难处了。
I'm not saying once you have this kind of peace, you will not have trouble in life.
有这样平安的，不是表示说他生活里面没有担心的事了。
Neither there's nothing in your life makes you worry.
有这样平安的人，不表示他生活里面没有各样的压力了。
A person has the true peace realm doesn't mean there's no pressure in his life.
但是得着这样平安的
But whoever has this kind of peace
就是得着在耶稣里面那个平安的
I'm talking about the peace that was in Jesus
哎呀莫名其妙在里头有一个确定的把握
It's that you don't know why but you have this assurance
没有问题
No problem
我里头有一个确定的把握
I have this assurance in my heart
这个把握就叫做平安
And this assurance is what we call the peace
啊，我们的主耶稣在地上的时候给我们这个平安最好的诠释。
And Jesus interpreted or defined the word peace in the best way.
我们的主耶稣是生在马槽里。
Jesus was born in a manger.
他是长在一个地方叫做拿撒勒。
And he grew up in Nazareth.
这个地方是一个坏地区。
And that was not a very good place.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要买房子啊，你总是盼望买到 Roland High, Warner。
When you trying to buy a house, you look for a good area such as Roland High or Walnut.
买到你以为的好地区。
You will choose your house in a good location.
你不希望买到纽约的布鲁克林区。
You will never bother to buy a house in Brooklyn, in New York.
我们的主耶稣是生长在拿撒勒。
But Jesus grew up in Nazareth.
又贫困，教育水准又低。
It was
an
area full of poverty and low a lack of education.
但是真稀奇。
But amazingly,
他从这样的环境里出来,
he grew up in a place like that.
走在人的面前,
but when he was in front of man,
匆匆融融,
he was very casual,
非常有智慧,
and he was full of wisdom,
叫人乐意接近他,
so that people loved to come close to him.
啊, 一接近他, 就感受到这个人的平安,
and when people approach him, they sense the peace in him.
从这个人身上流露出来一种特别的气质,
because from this man outflow a unique atmosphere.
他到海边看见在那里打鱼的西门和他的兄弟安德烈。
He went to the beach and saw Peter and his brother Andrew.
啊，来跟从我。
He said, "Come, follow me."
这两个人看见耶稣。
These two men saw Jesus.
从前也不认识的。
They didn't know Jesus prior to that.
二话不说。
Without saying anything.
放下了手上的工作来跟从他。
They let go of what they were doing and followed Jesus.
他看见在另外一个地方捕网的雅各和他的兄弟约翰。
And he came to another place. He saw James and his brother John.
来跟从我。
He said, "Come, follow me."
两个人一看见耶稣。
And the minute these two men saw Jesus,
什么都放下来跟从他。
They gave up everything they had and followed Jesus.
啊，因为在这个人身上啊，流露出一个独特的点。
Because there's something special about this man Jesus.
人说不上来。
They couldn't say it.
但是人乐意跟从。
But they were happy to follow someone like that.
耶稣在地上看见了人，就怜悯他们。
When Jesus saw people on earth, he would have mercy for them.
他愿意帮助他们。
He would be willing to help them.
所有有病的来到他面前，他都医治了他们。
And all the people that were sick came to Jesus, Jesus would heal them.
我们的主耶稣特别。
Our Jesus is so unique.
他乐意接近罪人。
He was willing to be close to sinners.
当时有一班人是最边处的。
And there are people working for the so-called IRS at the time.
老百姓最恨这些最边处的人。
And people hated these tax collectors.
他们总是敲诈勒索，无所不用其极。
Because they really try to get money out of the local people in an unethical way.
我们中国人最讨厌强盗娼妓。
And we Chinese hate prostitutes and robbers.
犹太人恨这些税吏。更胜过强盗娼妓。
But the way Jews hated tax collectors more than the way Chinese hated prostitutes and robbers.
但是耶稣看见那个税吏啊。
But when Jesus saw these tax collectors,
他就爱他们。
He had a love for them.
他不是爱他们所做的事。
He didn't love their evil deeds.
爱他们这个人。
But he loved them.
他要救他们。
And he wanted to save them.
哎，他就坐下来啊，跟他们一起吃饭。
So he would sit and eat with them.
宗教家看见了。
And when the religious saw what Jesus did,
啊，就跟耶稣们说，哎。你们的夫子你们的老师怎么跟这些人一道吃饭
They will question the followers of Jesus says, How come your teachers, your leader will eat with people like that?
耶稣听到了
And when Jesus heard
耶稣的话真简单
And his reply was very simple
健康的人用不到医生的
He said healthy people do not need doctors
有病的人才用得着
Only sick people need doctors
这个意思就是我跟这些税吏吃饭我把他当作我的病人
Which meant he has regarded these tax collectors his patients
你们这些旁边闲言闲语的你们很健康吗你们既然健康用不着医生
And as far as you people gossip about my behavior Are you healthy? If you are healthy, you don't need my help
今天我站在这里还必须承认
And even till this day Standing here, I have to admit
我天天要求主耶稣做我的医治者
I need Jesus to be my healer every day
来面对天天的生活
So that I can face my life each day
但是你知道耶稣真特别
But Jesus was so special
他对这些穷人
To the poor people
对这些灵里无助的心里无助的
To those people who were helpless
满了怜悯
He was full of compassion
啊，所以我们一向的观念我们的主耶稣真温柔
So we always thought, you know, we have a gentle Jesus.
他真好。
He is so nice.
你知不知道耶稣也生气。
Do you know Jesus could get mad as well?
耶稣也发怒。
He had anger too.
啊，他看见啊，这些啊，在人面前堂堂皇皇的人。
When he saw people that have obviously nice appearance,
有学问的宗教家。
Or people that are well-educated, religious.
他讲话毫不客气。
And he will not make any reservation when he spoke to them.
戳着他们的鼻子说假冒为善。
He will point to them and say, you guys hypocrites.
指着他们说是粉饰的坟墓。
You are just like well-decorated tombs.
你知道人死了以后有钱的家庭啊就把坟墓家族的坟墓盖得好漂亮。
You know, rich people, they make their family tomb yards very nice.
你有100万可以买一栋房子。
You can buy a house made with $1 million.
但是你不见得啊，修得起这么一座漂亮的坟墓。
But you may not be able to afford to decorate a tomb yard like the way they did.
耶稣看见这些表面堂皇的人。
So when Jesus saw those hypocrites who look well outside,
粉饰的坟墓。
The evil inside, he said, you guys are well adorned tombs.
外面漂亮。
You look great outside.
说话冠冕堂皇。
And you make bold statement.
里面盛满了污秽。
But inside of you is nothing but filthiness.
里面都是死人的骨头。
It's all the bones of dead people.
哎呀，这个被这样责备的人的心里啊，真是恨死了。
And those people being rebuked by Jesus in such a manner hated him so much.
这帮人千方百计的要想把耶稣除掉。
So with every possible means, they want to do away with Jesus.
耶稣跟他们讲话不留情面。
Because Jesus talked to them without reservation.
但是真稀奇啊。
But amazingly,
耶稣这样说话的时候。
When Jesus spoke like that,
他里头所显出来的是平安。
He manifests a peace.
我们哪一个愿意得罪人？
Who wants to offend people?
没有人。
Nobody likes to offend others.
但是耶稣站在真理的地位上。
But when Jesus stood on the position of telling the truth,
他照样动怒。
He became angry.
照样责备人。
He would rebuke people.
许多时候我们要表示我们知书达理。
A lot of times we want to show that we have nice upbringing.
受过好的教育。
We have good education.
有长期的这个宗教背景。
And I have been a religious person for a long time.
我们甚至啊跟人说我从来不生气。
And we even say, you know, we never get angry.
这是幼稚的想法。
And that is very immature.
但是我们都会生气。
We all get mad one point or the other.
生气我们就会犯罪。
But the problem with us is that we get angry and then we will sin.
耶稣他在那里动怒的时候。
When Jesus became angry,
他一点不生气。
He did not sin.
对啊，耶稣在那里啊说话的时候，他里头没有一点的犯罪。
When he talked like that, he did not sin.
你知道他到了圣城。
He went to the city of Jerusalem.
他看见。这么多生意人挤在店门口做买卖。
He saw all these merchants gather outside the holy temple doing trades.
啊，这个人声鼎沸。
And there are so many noises around.
耶稣毫不客气。
And without any reservation,
拿起鞭子来, 赶出所有做买卖,
he picked up a whip and cast out these merchants.
嘴里在斥责这些人,
and he rebuked them verbally.
不要把我父的殿当作啊,
do not make the house of my father into a thief nest.
你看见我们的主耶稣,
you look at Jesus.
他在该说的时候,
he will not hesitate when he needs to say something harsh.
里面有平安,
there is still peace when he did that.
这个平安必须根据他的真理,
because his peace is dependent upon the truth.
没有几天, 他就要面对钉十字架,
and not many days after that incident, he had to face the experience of crucifixion.
历史学家告诉我们,
and historians had told us,
在他钉十字架之前,
before he was crucified,
耶路撒冷合成的人,
the whole city of Jerusalem,
估计有一百万,
at least a million people,
在那里说, 钉死他, 钉死他,
they all shouted loud, he says, crucify him, crucify him, crucify him.
我们的主耶稣没有失去他的平安,
but even at a moment like that, Jesus did not lose his peace.
他在审判他的人前,
in the presence of the man who judged him, Jesus did not say anything.
你看他受何等的鞭打,
look at how he was whipped.
过去有一部电影叫 The Passion
of Christ.
Of Christ.
We all saw the movie The Passion of Christ.
那个电影许多人看了不忍,
a lot of people could not finish viewing that movie.
但是他又是那样的传神,
but it was literally portrayed what happened.
说到主耶稣在钉十字架那个过程所面对的,
it described the whole process of crucifixion.
好多人看了这部电影就悔改得救,
a lot of people repented their sin and were saved because of the movie.
那种刑罚不是人所能担的,
because the punishment Jesus received was not bearable from human point of view.
但是我们的主耶稣他站在人的地位上, 坦然承受,
but Jesus took it boldly as a man.
他没有挣扎,
he did not struggle,
他没有求饶,
and he did not ask for help.
他接受所一切加在他身上的,
willingly he accepted everything that came upon him.
钉在十字架上的时候,
when he was crucified,
那样的痛苦,
it was such an agony,
那样的难受,
it was hard to bear.
从我们主耶稣嘴里说出来的话,
and what did he say?
满了恩言,
his words were filled with grace.
他在那里一个祷告说,
he was praying on the cross.
父啊, 求你赦免他们,
so Father, forgive them.
因为他们所做的, 他们不知道,
for they do not know what they are doing.
旁边两, 左右两边, 两个强盗跟他一同钉,
and there are two robbers crucified together with him, one at the left, one at the right.
其中有一个强盗笑他,
and one robber teased Jesus.
啊, 你不能救自己,
so you can't even save yourself.
另外一边的强盗,
yet the other robber,
天良发现,
he was enlightened in his heart.
他忽然一下开窍了,
suddenly his conscience woke up.
他对那个强盗说, 我们两个都是该当钉十架,
so he told the other robber, says, we deserve what we get.
但是这一个,
yet this man,
他没有罪,
he was without sin.
他钉在这里,
he was crucified.
是无辜的,
he was innocent.
然后他对耶稣说,
and he said to Jesus,
你德国降临的时候, 求你纪念我,
please remember me when you return in your kingdom.
耶稣怎么说?
What did Jesus say to him?
我实实在在告诉你,
he said, truly, truly, I tell you,
你啊, 现在已经要与我同在乐园里,
and you, tonight you will be with me in the paradise.
这两个强盗说出人类当中的两般人,
and these two robbers represented the two kinds of human beings.
哎呀, 人类中有一般的人是死不悔改,
there's one kind that will never repent and acknowledge their wrongs.
人类中有一般的人愿意回转的时候,那个平安就进来了,
and there's another kind who are willing to repent, and the moment they do that, peace will enter into their hearts.
难怪我们读到主耶稣的话,我们这些信的人是这样的有把握,
that's why we have such an assurance.
平安不在别的地方,
that our peace does not lie outside.
平安是在主耶稣里面,
but it's in Jesus Christ.
主耶稣乐意把他的平安赐给我们,
and Lord Jesus is willing to give his peace to us.
他在上十字架之前对所有 门徒说,
before he was crucified, he told all the disciples,
我留下平安给你,
I give you my peace.
我所赐的不像世人所赐的,
and the peace I give to you is not the peace the world would give.
世人所有的心理学家、道德家，他都愿意帮助我们啊，得平安。
All the specialists in this world wanted to help us to have peace.
实在说来，你得不到。
But the problem is, they can't really help us.
主耶稣可以将他的这个平安赐给我们。
But Jesus is able to give us His peace.
免费的。
It's free.
方便的。
It's very easy.
实实在在的。
And it's very solid.
我们只要愿意信靠他
，as long as we are willing to trust him，
你就要发现这个平安进来了。
Then you will discover a peace has entered into your heart。
为什么你觉得没有平安
？Why do you feel that you are without peace？
实在说，不是外面这些难处。
It's not because you have outward difficulties。
实在是因为你里面没有全然交托这位耶稣基督。
It's because you have not fully trust Jesus。
早上都是我们的机会。
Therefore, it is our opportunity this morning.
我这里的话不只向没有信的人说。
My sharing is not just direct toward those who have not believed.
也向着我们已经信主的人说。
But it's also to those who have believed.
许多时候我们信是信了。
A lot of times we say, yes, I believe.
我们不过站在门口啊，
But
里面。
We're still standing right inside of the door.
但是主说，在我里面有平安。
But the Lord says, there's peace.In me.
说出这一个平安还有深浅的问题啊。
So there's a problem about the depth.
啊，你要一直到主面前。
We need to go further and closer to the Lord.
一直到耶稣基督的里面。
To enter into Jesus Christ.
你的那个平安就扎实了。
And then we have a solid foundation.
我们有一首诗歌说。
There's a song in the hymn book.
啊，吸引我近。
Means draw me nearer.
更近。
Nearer.Bless the Lord.
直至你流血身边。
Until to your crucified cross.
在座各位，你要知道，信主耶稣有一个境界是最美的。
There's a beautiful realm about believing in Jesus.
就是直到他流血的身边。
It is all the way to his bleeding side.
得着他的同在。
To obtain his presence.
信耶稣，信耶稣，并不是啊，道讲的好听，你举手说啊，什么人，我赞成你的意思。
Believing in Jesus is not just to agree with what I'm saying here.
信耶稣是信到这个人的里头去了。
But believing into Jesus himself.
啊，弟兄姊妹们和朋友们。
Dear brothers and sisters and friends.
如果我们真正信入耶稣。
If we really believe into Jesus,
那里的境界是叫我们极其平安的。
And that is the realm filled with peace.
我可以告诉各位，平安是一种的发表。
And peace can be a manifestation.
啊，是一种的流露。
It's something that you can show forth.
流露啊，我们里头主耶稣基督的生命。
You can show forth the life of Jesus Christ that's in you.
叫人跟我们接触的时候，觉得这个味道啊，非常的特别。
So people will sense the uniqueness in you.
我记得去年在台湾有这么一桩事情。
Last year, something like this happened in Taiwan.
那个有一个立法委员经过海关的时候。
A senator, when he passed through the custom.
海关有一个小职员啊。对他的行李翻箱倒柜。
The cost, there's this clerk working at a custom was checking his luggage.
提出质疑。
And he questioned him.
就是认为啊，这个他东西里头啊，有没有什么非法的东西
？And questioned him, does he carry anything that's illegal in his luggage?
在台湾有很多很好的立法委员。
And there are many good senators in Taiwan.
也有很多很糟的立法委员。
But there are also some pretty terrible ones.
这一个立法委员就啊。非常的生气动怒
and this particular one got very upset and he got angry
他就在海关发飙
so he started
就啊这个非常的跋扈
his attitude became very nasty
找了海关的主管
and he asked for the managers of the custom
大大的理论
and he tried to argue with them
回到立法院以后发了通知
when he returned to his office he sent out this announcement
叫这些海关的官员啊都到立法院来准备备询。
Demand all the supervisors, managers come to the Senate House to be questioned.
哎呀，这个海关的这个主官呐、啊。
And so the highest supervisor of the custom.
紧张极了。
He was so nervous.
得罪了这个立法委员。
Because they offended this senator.
就把这个海关检查行李这个小职员叫来。
So they called this little clerk forward.
责备
And they rebuked him.
叫他快快准备好。
And asked him to get ready.
要上立法院去啊，面对这些质询。
For the questioning.
这个新闻报道。
And of course, the news reported this.
那一天。
On the day of questioning,
这个小官员到了这么大的一个场合。
This little clerk went into this big house of Senate.
面对这些立法委员。
Facing all these senators or congressmen.
他从来没有见过这个阵仗。
He never saw a situation like this.
他也不晓得该怎么办。
He didn't know how to deal with it.
我相信他也不是有口才的人。
And I believe he wasn't very eloquent.
台上那个立法委员在那里破口大骂。
And that particular senator was rebuking him bitterly on the stage.
在那里拖着鼻子说，你说，我有什么违法的？
And then he questioned him, said, tell me, what did I do illegally?
叫他来答复。
And asked the little guy to answer.
这个小职员啊。
And this little clerk
站起来,
stood up.
怯生生的,
he was very nervous.
那么他第一句话说什么呢?
What did he say?
愿主耶稣的平安。
He said, may the peace of the Lord.
愿主耶稣的平安和各位同在。
May the peace of the Lord be with you all.
这个话一讲,
once he said that,
哄堂大笑,
the whole house laughed out.
但是笑过了之后
But after they laughed,
所有的人一面倒同情这个海关官员
Everybody felt sympathy for this little guy.
所有的媒体口诛笔伐
All the media was like rebuking the senator.
这个立法委员太岂有此理
Yeah, this senator is really ridiculous.
太仗势凌人
And he's just too harsh.
他应该给这个小职员道歉
He should apologize to this little officer.
哎呀这个没有两天啊这个立法委员受不了压力。
And after a couple of days, the senator felt the pressure from media.
其他的立法委员陪着他。
So, with a few other senators,
到海关去跟这个小职员道歉。
He went to the custom and apologized to this little guy.
问题解决了。
So the problem was resolved.
但是这个小职员得胜了。
But the little guy overcame.
他怎么得胜?
How did he overcome?
主耶稣的平安。
He said, it's the peace of the Lord Jesus.
哎呀真奇妙
It was amazing
我跟你讲后来有一天我看到这个网络上的新闻
And a few days later I saw there's news on the internet
说这个小职员病了
Talk about how this little guy got sick
大概得了肝病
Liver disease
哎呀好多人啊送花篮花圈给他
A lot of people gave him gifts and flowers
慰问他
And to comfort him
我在千里之外跟这个人完全不认识
I don't even know this person
我低下头来为他祷告
I would bow my head and pray for him
他为我们的主耶稣做见证
Because he was able to testify for Jesus.
不是别的
Not other reasons.
是讲到主耶稣的平安
He talked about the peace of Jesus Christ.
虽然他紧张
Even though he was so nervous.
他没有失去这个平安
But he was not without peace.
虽然他有压力
Even though he was under tremendous pressure.
没有失去这个平安
He did not lose the peace.
这个平安跟我们的环境不相干
And this peace has nothing to do with our environment.
环境压力越大这个平安越能够显出来。
The greater the pressure, the more true this peace.
跟我们的地位财富不相干。
Has nothing to do with how much money we have or how high a position we own.
我慢慢发现啊，穷人过平淡生活的有更多的平安。
Actually, you notice the poor people, they have more peace than others.
老实讲，跟宗教也没有相干。
And the peace has nothing to do with the religion.
你信佛、信道、信其他的宗教，你固然没有主耶稣的平安。
And if you believe in all kinds of other religions, you will not have the peace of the Lord.
但是如果你只是相信一个教
But if all you believe is nothing but a religion,
甚至基督教
even the religion of Christianity,
也不能给你平安
it does not give you peace.
因为耶稣的平安不在宗教里面
Because the peace of Jesus is not in the religion.
耶稣的平安在耶稣这个人的里面
The peace of Jesus is in Jesus.
所以我们说接受耶稣做我们的救主。
Therefore, that's why we say, accept Jesus Christ as your Savior.
一面就是我们开头认识他的时候接受他叫我们的灵得救。
So when we accept him, our spirit can be quickened.
进一步在我们天天的生活里头让他救我们脱离我们每天魂的困扰。
And after that, we can, through his deliverance, we can be saved.
我们天天都需要这样的平安。
We need to have his peace every day.
有一个奴隶。
There was this slave.
在他主人的手下。
He was working in the hands of his master.
非常的受苦。
He was tortured.
他主人常常用皮鞭抽他。
His master always whipped him.
为什么抽他呢？
Why does the master whip him?
因为他常常祷告。
Because this slave often prayed.
他常常看圣经。
He often read Bible.
常常告诉主人说耶稣是他的救主。
He often told the master that Jesus is my savior.
主人啊，每一次就用很恶劣的方式对待他。
Every time he did that, the master would mistreat him.
那一天又拿起皮鞭来打。
And then that, again, he raised up the whip about to abuse him.
一面打一面骂。
And he was whipping him and he was cursing him.
看你的耶稣能怎么样。
He said, what can your Jesus do about this?
看你的耶稣能怎么样。
What can your Jesus do about this?
哎呀，这个做仆人，做奴仆的。
And that servant, the slave.
他一面接受皮鞭的鞭打。
On one hand, he accepted the whipping.
一面抬起头来对他的主人说。
On the other hand, he raised up his head and told the master,
啊，我可以照着主耶稣的话赦免你。
According to the word of the Lord, I am able to forgive you.
其他的不能做。
Nothing else I can do, but one thing I can do is I can forgive you.
所以在座，你看见吗？
So, did you see what happened?
我们不是环境上没有任何的难处。
I'm not saying believing Jesus you will not have any trouble in life.
我们可以流露出一种平安的境界来。
But we are able to manifest this peace.
昨天晚上我们聚会的时候。
Last night we had sharing here.
我们有一位亲爱的黑人姊妹来做见证。
And we had this dear black sister share with us.
我们心里都非常受感动。
We were greatly touched by her testimony.
因为他内分泌出了问题。
And because there's a physical problem,
他的身体非常的臃肿。
She became very fat and big.
他从楼下走到楼上。
In order to move from first floor to the second floor,
一小步一小步真不容易。
It wasn't easy for her at all, each step of the way.
他坐下来就做见证。
Once she sat down, she gave testimony.
从他年幼的时候，几岁，三五岁的时候。
Talk about since she was little, maybe age of three or five.
怎么样在那样一些恶劣的环境里头。
How she grew up in a very difficult situation.
一步一步的认识主耶稣。
And step by step, she came to know Jesus.
到一个地步，圣灵感动她。
To a point, the Holy Spirit moved her heart.
出来服侍主的教会。
To minister God's church.
特别针对一些儿童。
Especially children.
哎呀，我们听了真感动。
We were so touched.
因为她说话的时候。
Because when she shared.
我们明显知道她身上有病。
We could tell that she was physically ill.
但真稀奇，这个病没有叫她困住。
But amazingly, this sickness does not stop her or confine her.
没有叫她特别担心。
Does not make worry her either.
你一点不觉得他为自己的病在那里求什么
？You cannot tell that she actually seek help, asked the Lord to help her with her sickness.
侃侃而谈
，She was able to share fluently.
非常的喜乐
，She was filled with joy.
哎呀，这个真叫我们的心里受感动。
And we were so touched by her.
周静姊妹在那里也说了话。
And Sister Jean later shared with us.
她说她要深深的感谢这一个 Barbara 姊妹。
She said, "I want to give thanks to the Sister Barbara."
因为她的女儿现在已经读了大学。
Her daughter is now in college.
啊，最好的大学。
One of the best colleges.
但是这个女儿读书这样一路过来。
And all her years of education.
是 Barbara 姊妹在她小的时候就一直服侍她。
She has been ministered by Sister Barbara.
就把我们的孩子们引到平安的路上。
And her ministry led the children to the path of peace.
你听 Barbara 姊妹在那里说话的时候
When you talk about, when you hear her sharing,
你只觉得在这个人里头有一个平安是没有人可以夺去的。
You sense there's a peace that no one can take from her.
哦，各位，你羡不羡慕这样的平安？
Do you envy to have a peace like that?
没有信的人要这个平安。
But people who do not believe yet want to have this peace.
已经相信的。
For those who have believed.
还要更多的追寻得着这个平安。
We need to continue to pursue to have more of this peace.
盼望今天早上主耶稣的平安与我们同在。
We pray the peace of the Lord Jesus be with us this morning.
盼望主耶稣的平安临到我们在座每一个。
And may the peace of the Lord come upon each one of us here.
我们不光是坐在这里听听这个人讲的怎么样。
We're not just to sit here to listen to some sermon.
我们总是在这里谦卑的心
But with a humble heart.
说耶稣耶稣
We say, oh, Jesus, Jesus,
我要这一个平安,
I want this peace of yours.
得着平安的路太简单,
it is easy to get this peace.
圣经说, 求告主名的, 就必得救,
the Bible has promised us those who seek and call on his name will be saved.
没有信的要求告他的名,
those who have not believed, you should call unto his name.
可以靠着得救,
so that you may be saved.
我们已经相信的,
for us who have believed,
也要天天求告他的名,
we should call unto his name every day.
好像我们这个人的心思意念天天得救,
so that our mind can be saved each day.
在座各位, 我盼望早上的话,
I hope what we share this morning,
不是我这个人的思想,
it's not just words out of my own thoughts,
是照着主耶稣的恩典,
but according to the grace of Jesus.
我再说平安只有一个来路,
let me emphasize again, there's only one way to get the peace,
就是主耶稣他自己,
that is through Jesus himself.
我们读新约圣经,
you read the New Testament,
特别是使徒保罗的书信,
especially the letters written by Paul.
每一次书信的一开头,
every time when he started a letter to a church,
他总要说愿恩惠平安,
he always started by saying, may the peace and the grace,
愿恩惠平安从神我们的父并主耶稣基督归于你们,
and may the grace and the peace will come upon you through Lord Jesus Christ and our Father.
平安只有一个来路,
therefore there is only one way and one source to get the peace,
若不是借着主耶稣基督,
through Jesus Christ,
没有平安,
it's the only way.
没有主耶稣基督,
without Jesus Christ,
我们就得不着真正的平安,
we will not have true peace.
所以好不好, 弟兄姊妹和在座的朋友,
therefore, brothers and sisters and dear friends,
我们带着一个谦卑的心,
with a humble heart,
说耶稣, 我要你里面的平安,
let us say, Jesus, I want the peace that's in you.
我承认我没有平安,
I confess that I don't have the peace.
我没有办法照着我自己的意思去寻求平安,
and there's no way I can seek this peace by my own means.
早上我的主耶稣,
therefore this morning my dear Jesus,
我照着你的话,
according to your words,
进到你的面前,
I have come to you,
为要得着你里面的平安,
so that I can have the peace that's in you.
这个平安是你愿意赐给我的,
and this is the peace you're willing to give to me.
我也愿意得着,
and I'm here to receive.
求你叫我的心敞开,
please open up my heart,
归向你自己,
bring me to you,
好得着真正的平安,
so that I may have true peace.
好不好, 我们一同低头在神面前, 有这样的祷告,
let us bow our head and pray together.
主耶稣, 我们感谢你的恩言,
Lord Jesus, we thank you for your gracious words.
你明明白白地告诉我们,
you have told us clearly,
你留下平安给我们,
and your peace you have given to me.
你清清楚楚地对我们说,
and you made it clear to us,
在你里面有平安,
there's peace in you.
Oh, 在世上我们有苦难,
and there's trouble in this world.
但是我们感谢主,
we thank you,
你叫我们放心,
you have asked us not to be worried,
因为你胜过了这个世界,
for you have overcome this world.
我们投靠你的人,
those who trust in you,
也能够借着你胜过这个世界,
can also overcome this world.
我们能够不被四周的环境搅扰,
and we cannot be troubled by what happened our way,
享受在主耶稣基督里的平安,
and enjoy the peace in the Lord.
谢谢我的主,
we thank you, Lord,
你早上开我的心窍,
for open up my heart this morning,
叫我不在别处寻找,
so that I will not seek this peace elsewhere,
叫我的灵单单来仰望你,
but I will look upon you solely,
叫我的心能够进入主耶稣基督你的境界里,
so my heart can enter into the realm you are in.
我为我自己祷告,
I pray for myself,
我为我的家庭祷告,
I pray for my family,
我为我四周的环境祷告,
I pray for my encountering,
求我的主,
I pray,
借着摆在我里头的平安,
please do the peace you place in my heart,
叫我走在哪里, 这个平安就到哪里,
that wherever I go, this peace will follow,
成为人前的见证,
to become a testimony in front of man.
主耶稣, 早间你听我的祷告,
Lord, listen to my prayer,
我愿意完全的接受你。
I'm willing to accept you.
我现在知道除你以外别无拯救。
I know for a fact that aside from you there is no salvation.
主，我也知道这个路这样的方便。
And I know it's a very easy way to get in.
只要我开口。
As long as I open my mouth.
求告你的名。
And call unto your name.
因为你的话说口里承认。
For you have promised.
口里承认，心里相信，就可以得救。
If we confess with our mouth and believe in our heart, we will be saved.
耶稣开我的心窍。
So open my heart, Lord.
叫我能够有能力开口向你祷告。
So that I am able to pray.
借着我的祷告，证实你的救恩。
Through my prayer, you prove to me your salvation.
你里面的平安就成为我的平安。
And the peace that's in you will become mine.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.